Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is BT, and welcome to Inside the Episode. Today, David and I are going inside episode 142, Finding Happiness. David, are you happy today?
I am extremely happy, T.
Absolutely. I love this episode. This was fantastic. You know, you talked about happiness throughout the first half of this episode, and you provided several keys to actually living that happiness. The first and probably most important being personal responsibility. The way you think, the way you feel, your behavior, your results, all of it. It all starts with you. So the question I have is, where did yours come from, that personal responsibility that you live your life with?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was a pretty happy kid. And then I, as more and more problems in my life began to show up that I really didn't know how to handle, I began to lose, that joy began to slip away. Like, I couldn't find it. And then it started compounding. You know, so by my early 20s, I was, you know, was pretty upset about myself and the world that I had created for myself. So I realized, I think, when I went through the dam, I think is when I first got a real sense of responsibility. And to be honest with you, when my kids started being born, that was a game changer for me. Like, I wanted to be a good dad. I wanted to be a good provider for my family. That meant a lot to me. And here I was raising two children and failing, right? I was failing myself and my family from what I was doing. So that really tore me up. And then the whole idea about being stuck, because, I mean, well, you've heard the story a million times. It took me a couple of years from when I went through the dam to when I had the realization of the changing my attitude. It was a couple of years. I mean, it took a couple of years for that to actually happen, for me to break through and have that realization. I actually got worse before I got better when I went through the dam, because I thought something was going to change. You know, I went through the dam, and so many people were like, dude, you're the second person that lived through this. You're blessed. That must mean something. You know, God's got big plans for you, you know, whatever. And I kind of let that get in my head. It got to me.
Would you say that was maybe some sort of subconscious entitlement that you had survived this thing? The reason I bring that up is when people are telling you, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. This is a miracle. You made it. You're one of only two. This is insane. Big plans for you. You have huge things that you have to accomplish. Could that be you resting on your laurels and being like, well, now it's just going to come naturally and it's all going to be here?
Yeah, I did. It was total magical thinking.
Magical thinking.
I had, so talk about ignorance, right? And a lack of maturity at the time. Because I had been looking before that, but passively looking, like, how do I change my life? But I didn't know where to look or how to look. And it was more just in my own head about it. When that happened and everybody was saying that, I was like, oh, okay. So God saved me from this. And now God is going to give me something, put me on a right direction for my life, right? Something big is going to happen. And nothing fucking happened. Like, I mean, nothing was changing. So I started doubling down on being jaded after that. Like, why did I, like, if nothing's going to happen, why did this show up? I had no idea at the time that it was me that needed to make a change. Like, I didn't get it. It just wasn't connecting. Even though when I went through the dam, I fully realized when I was hanging from that tree on the other side that I had made poor choices, right? Like, I became very aware that I was not exercising my ability to change my own situation. I had been making poor choices. I knew that. I was like, that was a big realization when I was hanging from that tree. But afterwards, I just did not understand how to apply that responsibility to any kind of change whatsoever. So between that and being raised with the idea of that God gives you things and takes things away from you, I was thinking, oh, so God let me live through this, right? Now God's going to bring something into my life. I mean, it was total ignorance.
Ignorance. What a place to gain mega awareness as you're buckled to a tree fighting for your life and it hits you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people out there probably, they weave this story together in that it was instantaneous for you. And you just said, you know, quite transparently, it wasn't. It was even years after that had happened before you really were able to propel you to where you are today.
Yeah. So it was 2 years before I changed my attitude. And then it was after I had that breakthrough, it was 7 years of study.
7 years, yeah. So, wow, you're looking at almost a decade from the time you went through until
It was a decade.
Wow.
I went through the dam in September of 89, and I started my business the fall of 99.
Wow, that's great. So once you've accepted responsibility for everything in your life, you mentioned in the episode you must practice gratitude, and that's another key to living happy. What are some practical tips that you can provide our listeners to shift to gratitude when shit just sucks and you can't see the forest for the trees?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and again, gratitude, like responsibility, is something that's just carelessly casted out to people. You need to be grateful. Great. How do I do that when I'm so full of anger or sadness or hurt or whatever? I think that our ability to be grateful has to start with understanding. So it's like understanding why? Why should I be grateful? Like, what is that really going to do? Why? What about this deserves me being grateful in any way? And that's really when you start to understand the principles of truth, right? You start to understand why that is. So the first principle is the idea of more life, which is it is the idea or the intention behind all of life, that life is continually moving forward, right? So that means in order for that to happen, the things that would cause life to cease to exist need to fall away or drop away. It also has an intention that if life is going to move forward, life is forever becoming stronger, it's becoming more resilient, it's becoming more adaptable as it does that. In order for that to happen, it has to learn, right? If it is learning, it is going through some kind of a transition. If you take something simple like a tree would be very weak if it had no resistance, right? If it had no wind, if it had no rain, if it had no snow, if it had no outside force pushing against it somewhat, it would not be strong. And then if a big wind came over, it would just fall over, right? So a tree digs its roots down really deep and solid and wide in order to be strong in the environment that it is susceptible to. And it is the equivalent of that. So, you know, if a tree was growing in a hurricane wind, it would be strong enough to withstand a hurricane. But most trees don't grow in that. That's why you don't see a lot of palm trees flip over, you know, when they, you know, in hurricanes. Not that some don't, but it's amazing that a lot of it withstand that. But if you were to put an oak tree down there, you know, crack the thing in half, you know. So the idea is the same thing with a human being. We are going through problems. That's our hurricane, right? That's our wind. That's our snow. That's our rain. And those things, as we learn how to overcome them, learn from them, adapt to them, grow from them, then we see, oh, the reason for this problem in my life is not to make me miserable, even though I might be miserable while I'm going through it. That's not the intention of it. The intention is that it provides me the opportunity to grow and move into or be aligned with the intention of more life, right?
Right.
So now when we see it that way, we understand that really it's a gift. And that's something to be grateful for, because we will become stronger because of it.
Absolutely.
We will become better because of it. We'll be able to help more people because of it. And I think a lot of people think that it's there because God or some entity or life or human beings just want to do something mean to them.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I love the tree analogy. I'm sure you've said it 100 times and I just heard it for the first time. So my mind was officially blown because, you know, you see these weird, oddly shaped trees that are in the neighborhoods of these, you know, we get wind and we get some hurricane residuals up here in North Carolina. And you look at those trees and you see them and they're all like mangled and gnarly, but they're sturdy, they're strong. So I had this image in my head of how people, you know, on the outside look really, you know, maybe they're in a rough place, but inside things are working to make them stronger. These are challenges that are going to propel them into something bigger and better. And I jotted down a quick note of something that you say over and over and over again when things are difficult. God, spirit, source, whatever you want to call it, wouldn't give you anything you couldn't handle. And I think that in itself sums up pretty much what you just talked about. Absolutely love that. All right, let's shift to this. So I heard something just this morning. In fact, I've been hearing it more and more to the point where I want to just throw something through the wall. You hear people say, we need that now more than ever. And usually it's with regards to positivity. It's regards to togetherness, kindness, coming together now more than ever. So I'm sure this stems from the divisiveness that we experience in our country, mainly around the political climate. Not going to get into that. That's not this show. My take here is that we need it always, not just now. And we've needed it even back in the 1800s, in the early 1900s. It's not like any of this shit is new.
Right.
So what I want to know is, what is your take on that overused phrase? Because this morning when I heard it, I was triggered.
So I think that it is somebody trying to communicate a level of urgency, probably out of fear also, I might add. And people tend to forget well, let's put it in perspective, right? Because everything's perspective. We only know the life that we're living now. That's it. We know people lived before us, but we don't know how they lived. We can read every history book in the world. We don't know how they lived. We can't put ourselves into the mindset and the emotional intelligence or the intellectual intelligence of the people that came before us and know what it was like to struggle with the decisions and live in those times with the problems that they had. But I think that you make a very, very good point that we're not the first. This is not the first time. Whatever it is that we need, we've probably always needed it on one level or another. But we have a tendency to make things much worse than they are because that's what sells. Like, the news is horrific. It perpetuates lies. It perpetuates extraordinary exaggerations. It picks sides. We've moved so far away from real journalism, it isn't even funny. You know, they're really trying to narrate and dictate the direction of people and political agendas. It's bad. They destroy careers overnight because they make a dollar from it. It's a horrific thing. And yet it's, you know, there's very few ways for us to get information about our world without checking in with it from time to time. So, you know, I don't know where else you want to go with that question.
No, you got it. Okay. I mean, that's really what I was looking for. And it shouldn't trigger me. I shouldn't say that. I use that term loosely here. But it just seems like needing something now more than ever is total bullshit to me, because I know that we have it pretty good. You know, I mean, I get that there's strife and issues and we all have to work on that. But those issues have been there since the dawn of time. So I think I got what I needed out of that. Thank you.
You know, something that's really interesting. Let me add something to that. There's a scripture in the New Testament where Christ says, I forget who he was talking to, but he said, the poor will always be with us. And when I think about that statement, one of the things that he was saying was like, look, you need to go in this direction and do this in your life. People with problems, whatever they are always going to be there, right? What we're not going to change and get rid of every single problem that's out there. People have to accept individual responsibility for their own situation the best that they can and give the biggest effort that they can to move out of it. You know, the old saying that God helps those who help themselves is absolutely 100% true. Everything that we need is already here, but you got to put forth the effort to do it. You stay a victim, you're going to stay a victim. You stay a victim. If you're a victim, you're going to stay a victim.
Beautiful tie back to personal responsibility. Absolutely. All right, last question. Short and sweet. When or where are you most happy?
Okay, so that's a big question. Where am I most happy?
Or when? A time.
I think that the place and the thing that brings me the most joy is when I'm on the stage teaching people. That is my own personal little heaven, I think. There's a lot of things in my life that bring me joy. My kids, my family, the company, everybody that I work with. But the place that I am like one of the best versions of me and happy and just higher than shit is when I'm teaching on the stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Good answer. I had a feeling that's where you were going to go.
And yeah, I
really appreciate that. Yeah, well, and it shows. And we're going to see more and more of that as we continue to grow. So, I think that brings us to the end, finding happiness. I know I was very happy getting this episode on tape, and I'm sure our listeners were as well. Thanks so much, David.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.